volunteer Sun Sounds reader, Rexy. Welcome to Poet's Corner. Today I'll be reading from cowboy poets, writing about the Old West. I grew up in the Texas Hill Country, where the Old West traditions are honored very highly still. So, if I lapse into a Texas twang here and there, you'll understand. I'll start with two poems by Baxter Black, probably the most famous of all the cowboy poets. He was an American cowboy, poet, philosopher, former large animal veterinarian, and radio and television commentator. The first poem of his is called The West. They don't call it Death Valley for nothing, and coyotes don't make a good pet. But living out here with the grizz and the deer, you pretty much take what you get. And the Rockies have shoulders like granite. They're big and they make their own rules. So take what you need, but you better pay heed, 'cause the mountain don't tolerate fools. And the wind is the moan of the prairie that haunts and bedevils the plains, the soul-stealing kind that can fray a man's mind till only his whimper remains. You can stand in the canyon's cathedral, where water and sky never rest, and you know in your bones that the meek on their own will never inherit the West. It's wild and it's lonesome, where the dream of first blood still survives, and it beckons to those who can bid adios to the comfort of 8-to-5 lives. So come, all you brave caballeros, cinch up and reach down inside till you feel the heat, then take a deep seat, 'cause the West boys, she ain't broke to ride. The next one by Baxter Black is called The Vanishing Breed. They call them a vanishing breed. They write books and take pictures and talk like they're all dying out, like dinosaurs going to seed. But that's my friends you're talking about. Like Tex from Juniper Mountain, he carved out a way of life where only the toughest prevail. He's 57 and counting. His sons now follow his trail. And Mike, who still ain't got married, at home in the seat of a saddle, a sagebrush aristocrat. I reckon that's how he'll be buried, a horseback, still wearing his hat. There's Brian, Albert, and Floyd, cowmen as good as the legends, to whom their livelihood's linked, who'd be just a little annoyed to know they were considered extinct. Some say they're endangered species, destined to fade into footnotes like ropes that never get throwed. To that, I reply, bull feces. They're just hard to see from the road. This next poem is called The Sierra Peaks, and it's by Gail Gardner, famous around the Prescott area for this particular poem. By Gail Gardner. Away up high in the Sierra Peaks, where the yeller pines grow tall, old Sandy Bob and Buster Jig had a roe deer camp last fall. Oh, they taken their horses and running irons, and maybe a dog or two, and they lowed they'd brand all those long-eared calves that come within their view. And any old doggie that flapped long ears and didn't bush up by day got his long ears whittled and his old hide scorched in a most artistic way. Now one fine day, old Sandy Bob, he throwed his seago down. I'm sick of the smell of burning hair, and I allows I'm a-going to town. So they saddles up and hits him a lope, for it weren't no sight of a ride. And them was the days when a buckaroo could oil up his inside. Oh, they starts her in at the Kentucky Bar at the head of Whiskey Row, and they winds up down by the Depot House, some 40 drinks below. Then they sets up and turns around and goes the other way. And to tell you the godforsaken truth, them boys got stewed that day. As they was a-riding back to camp, a-packing a pretty good load, who should they meet but the devil himself, a-prancing down the road? Says he, "You ornery cowboy skunks, you'd better hunt your holes, for I've come up from Hell's Rimrock to gather in your souls." Says Sandy Bob, "Old devil be damned, we boys is kind of tight, but you ain't gonna gather no cowboy souls, though you has some kind of fight." So Sandy Bob punched a hole in his seago, and he swang her straight and true. He lapped it on the devil's horns, and he taken his dallies too. Now Buster Jigg was a Riata man, with his gut line coiled up neat, so he shaken her out, he built him a loop, and he lassoed the devil's hind feet. Oh, they stretched him out, and they tailed him down. While the irons was a-getting hot, they cropped and swaller-forked his ears. They branded him up a lot. They pruned him up with a dehorning saw, and they knotted his tail for a joke. Then they rid off and left him there, necked to a blackjack oak. So if you're ever up high in the Sierra Peaks and you hear one hell of a wail, you'll know it's that devil a-bellerin' around about them knots in his tail. The next two poems are written by an anonymous writer. The first one is called A Prairie Song. Oh, music springs under the galloping hoofs out on the plains, where mile after mile drops behind with a smile, and tomorrow seems always to tempt and beguile out on the plains. Oh, where the traces of yesterday's ride, there to the north, where alfalfa and sage sigh themselves into sleep, where the buttes loom up suddenly, startling and steep, there up to the north. Oh, rest not, my pony, there's youth in my heart out on the plains, and the wind sings a wild song to rob me of care, and there's room here to live and to love and to dare out on the plains. The Cowboy's Life. The bawl of a steer to a cowboy's ear is music of sweetest strain, and the yelp and notes of the gray coyotes to him are a glad refrain, and his jolly songs speed him along as he thinks of the little gal with the golden hair who is waiting there at the bars of the home corral. For a kingly crown in the noisy town, his saddle he wouldn't change. No life so free as a life we see, way out on the Yaso Range. His eyes are bright, and his heart is light. As the smoke of his cigarette, there's never a care for his soul to bear, no trouble to make him fret. The rapid beat of his bronco's feet on the sod as he springs along keeps living time to the ringing rhyme of his rollicking cowboy's song. Hike it, cowboys, for the range away on the back of a bronc of steel, with a careless flirt of the rawhide quirt and the dig of a roweled heel. The winds may blow and the thunder growl, or the breeze may safely moan. A cowboy's life is a royal life, his saddle his kingly throne. So saddle up, boys, for the work is play when love's in the cowboy's eyes, when his heart is light as the clouds of white, the that swim in the summer skies. This next poem is called The Railroad Corral, and it was written by an anonymous writer. Oh, we're up in the morning, ere breaking of the day. The chuck wagon's busy, the flapjacks in play. The herd is astir o'er the hillside and vale, when the night rider's rounding him into the trail. Oh, come, take up your cinches. Come, stake out your reins. Come, wake your old bronco and break for the plains. Come, roust out your steers from the long chaparral, for the outfit is off to the railroad corral. The sun circles upward as they plod, are pounding to powder the hot prairie sod. And it seems as the dust makes you dizzy and sick, that we'll never reach noon and the cool shady crick. But tie up your kerchief and ply up your nag, come dry up your grumbles and try not to lag. Come with your steers from the long chaparral, for we're far on the road to the railway corral. The afternoon shadows are starting to lean when the chuck wagon sticks in the marshy ravine. The herd scatters farther than vision can look, for you can bet all true punchers will help out the cook. Come shake out your rawhide and snake it up fair. Come break your old bronco to take in his share. Come from your steers in the long chaparral, for it's all in the drive to the railroad corral. But the longest of days must reach evening at last. The hills all climbed, the creeks all passed. The tired herd droops in the yellowing light. Let 'em loaf if they will, for the railroad's in sight. So flap up your holster and snap up your belt and strap up your saddle whose lap you have felt. Goodbye to the steers from the long chaparral, for there's a town that's a trunk by the railroad corral. Next is A Cowboy's Prayer by Charles Badger Clark. Oh, Lord, I've never lived where churches grow. I love creation better as it stood that day you finished it so long ago and looked upon your work and called it good. I know that others find you in the light that's sifted down through tinted window panes. And yet I seem to feel you near tonight in this dim, quiet starlight on the plains. Thank you, Lord, that I am placed so well, that you have made my freedom so complete, that I'm no slave of whistle, clock, or bell, nor weak-eyed prisoner of wall and street. Just let me live my life as I've begun, and give me work that's open to the sky. Make me a partner of the wind and sun, and I won't ask for a life that's soft or high. Let me be easy on the man that's down. Let me be square and generous with all. I'm careless sometimes, Lord, when I'm in town, but never let 'em say I'm mean or small. Make me as big and open as the plains, as honest as the horse between my knees, clean as the wind that blows behind the reins, free as the hawk that circles down the breeze. Forgive me, Lord, if sometimes I forget. You know about the reasons that are hid. You understand the things that gall and fret. You know me better than my mother did. Just keep an eye on all that's done and said, and write me sometimes when I turn aside, and guide me on the long dim trail ahead. that stretches upward toward the Great Divide. Here's another poem by Charles Badger Clark called The Wind Is Blowin'. My tired horse nickers for his own home bars. A hoof clicks out a spark. The dim creek flickers to the lonesome stars. The trail twists down the dark. The ridge pines whimper to the pines below. The wind is blowing, and I want you so. The birch has yellowed since I saw you last. The fall haze blued the creeks. The big pine bellowed as the snow swished past. But still, above the peaks, the same stars twinkle that we used to know. The wind is blowing, and I want you so. The stars up yonder wait till the end of time, but earth fires soon go black. I trip and wander on the trail I climb, a fool who will look back to glimpse a fire dead a year ago. The wind is blowing, and I want you so. Who says the lover kills the man in me? Beneath the day's hot blue, this thing hunts cover, and my heart fights free to laugh an hour or two. But now it wavers like a wounded doe. The wind is blowing, and I want you so. This one is called The Old Frying Pan by James W. Wilt. You may talk of your broilers, both silver and double, your roasters and toasters, they're all lots of trouble. But when out in the hills, just find, if you can, any kind of a dish, like the old frying pan. Over a campfire, you don't need a stove. Out in the hills, the place we all love, such hot cakes they never were tasted by man, with many the thanks to the old frying pan. When the trout are all fried to a rich golden brown, I know old epicures would look with a frown at the meal set before me, dispute it who can, with naught for a plate but the old frying pan. With the venison cooked, the potatoes all fried, bannocks like bed quilts, with coffee beside, you could eat till you busted. Dispute? Who can? Was dish ever invented like the old frying pan? Many a miner in the good days of old, way back in the foothills, a searching for gold, deep in some creek bed, for the rich yellow sand, has panned out a grub stake with the old frying pan. There's been cattle rustlers, when a great hurry, use no other iron. But why should they worry? For many and many and many the brand that has been blotched out with an old frying pan. So your praises I'll shout, both far, wide, and high, that you're the best dish till the day that I die. Why, there's many a woman cleaned up on her man with no other club but the old frying pan. Here's a poem just called Bacon, and it's also by Charles Badger Clark. You're salty and greasy and smoky as sin, but of all grub, we love you the best. You stuck to us closer than nighest of kin and helped us win out in the West. You froze with us up on the Laramie Trail. You sweat with us down at Tucson. When Indian was painted and white man was pale, you nerved us to grip our last chance by the tail and load up our colts and hang on. You've sizzled by mountains and mesa and plain, over campfires of sagebrush and oak. The breezes that blow from the Platte to the Main have carried your savory smoke. Your friendly deminer or puncher or priest, you're as good in December as May. You always came in when the fresh meat had ceased and the rough course of empire to westward was greased by the bacon we fried on the way. We've said that you weren't fit for men to eat, and your virtues we often forget. We've called you by names I daren't repeat, but we love you and swear by you yet. So here's to you, old bacon and fat, lean, streak and rind. All the Westerners join in the toast, from mesquite and yucca to sagebrush and pine, from Canada down to the Mexican line. It's bacon way out to the coast. This poem is called The Dying Cowboy, and you probably have heard it as a song. I have most of my life, but I'm just going to read the words to the poem. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Those words came slow and mournfully from the pallid lips of a youth that lay on his dying couch at the close of day. He had wasted and pined till o'er his brow death's shadows fast were drawing now. He had thought of home and the loved ones nigh as the cowboys gathered round to see him die. How oft have I listened to those well-worn words, the wild wind and the sound of birds. He had thought of home and the cottonwood boughs, of the scenes that he loved in his childhood hours. I have always wished to be laid when I died in the old churchyard on the green hillside by the grave of my father. Oh, let my grave be. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. I want to be laid where a mother's care and a sister's tear can mingle there, where friends can come and weep o'er me. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not. And his voice failed there. They paid no heed to his dying prayer. In a narrow grave, just 6x3, they laid him there on the lone prairie, where the dewdrops fall and the butterfly rests. The wild rose blooms on the prairie's crest, where the coyotes howl and the wind sports free. They laid him there on the lone prairie. The campfire has gone out, and it's written by an anonymous writer. Through progress of the railroads, our occupation's gone. So we will put ideas into words and our words into a song. First comes the cowboy. He's pointed for the West. Of all the pioneers, I claim the cowboys are the best. You will miss him on the roundup. It's gone, his merry shout. The cowboy has left the country, and the campfire has gone out. There is the freighters, our companions. You've got to leave this land. Can't drag your loads for nothing through the gumbo and the sand. The railroads are bound to beat you when you do your level best. So give it up to the Grangers and strike out for the West. Bid them all adieu and give the merry shout. The cowboy has left the country. And the campfire has gone out. When I think of those good old days, my eyes with tears do fill. When I think of the tin can by the fire and the coyote up on the hill. I'll tell you, boys, in those days, old-timers stood a show. Our pockets full of money, not a sorrow did we know. But things have changed now. We're poorly clothed and fed. Our wagons are all broken and our ponies most all dead. Soon we'll leave this country. You'll hear the angels shout, "Oh, here they come to heaven." The campfire has gone out. Thank you for listening to Poets Corner today. I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, wishing you happy trails. Remember, if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio, then under Programming Links, left click on Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.